We come to this beautiful feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and tomorrow the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This feast is always on a Friday. In fact, the official description of it is Friday after the second Sunday after Pentecost, as if the Church wants to make sure we know that this feast is connected to Pentecost and that it's always on Friday. Unlike some feast days which can be transferred to Sunday, like sometimes Ascension or Corpus Christi transferred to Sunday, this feast is always on Friday, as if to remind us of the day when the heart of Jesus was fully exposed to us on the cross. And the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is always on Saturday, and it's always on the Saturday following today, Feast of the Sacred Heart. So Saturday is the Marian day. We'll celebrate that tomorrow. On feast days like this, you might notice, people who are used to pondering the Word every day, you might notice that the Word, the Scriptures chosen for the feast, somehow don't quite capture the whole feast. Some feasts are very easily captured by the readings about them. For example, Ascension, when we celebrate the Ascension, we read about Jesus ascending to heaven. On Pentecost, we read about the Holy Spirit coming down on the apostles. But some feasts are not like that. Maybe the best example is Trinity Sunday. On Trinity Sunday, it's as if the Church can't quite figure out which readings would really capture this whole mystery of the communion of love of the Trinity. But today's feast is something like that. How can we capture in words, even though the Scriptures are divine words inspired by the Holy Spirit, there's nothing wrong with the Scriptures, but sometimes the mysteries transcend words. And so the Church uses images. In fact, Jesus himself uses parables, because simply explaining things doesn't quite capture what he wants to convey to us. And the Church knows this so well. That's why symbols are such an important part of Church life. Well, what's the symbol of God's love for us? The greatest symbol is actually Jesus on the cross. We're celebrating the love of God revealed on the cross. And that's why we keep a cross, a crucifix, in front of us at every Mass, every day, not just on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Because on the cross, Jesus lays down his life, and he said, there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's what we see. There's no greater love than what's revealed by Jesus on the cross. But when we look at the cross, we might make the mistake of saying, oh, that's something that happened a long time ago. It might get frozen in history and say that represents a historical moment. It does, but this love revealed on Good Friday does not end on Good Friday. It's continually being poured out for us. God is continually pouring out his love for us. So another image that is given to us to reveal this constant outpouring of divine love is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So a heart that's not, it's pierced, but it's not dead. Heart that's alive, on fire, glowing, continually beating with love for us. That's what we celebrate today. And as you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. Actions speak louder than words. So the action of Jesus giving his life, the picture or the statue of the Sacred Heart, it conveys more than words can convey. It happens that this year, the Feast of the Sacred Heart has some special added dimensions to it. For one thing, this is the Jubilee year. So in the Jubilee year, we're aware that we are pilgrims of hope, and we're aware that we're journeying through time with God with us, God assuring us of the glorious destination. So, as if to say, we're pilgrims of hope. What gives us hope? The love of God gives us hope. The Sacred Heart gives us hope. Even if we're struggling or suffering, or our loved ones are suffering, or there's problems in the world, even though that's all true, we still journey in hope because the love of God has been poured out and is being poured out for us. That's what we celebrate. Another dimension of this feast day today, this year is a Jubilee year, but today is also, for those of you who have devotion to our Mother of Perpetual Help, you know that today's her feast day. And if you were to go to Bakaran Shrine today, you would be immersed in an ocean of people celebrating, yes, our Mother of Perpetual Help, but also the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's a beautiful kind of correlation or correspondence, that another example of how Mary leads us to the heart of her Son. Mary points out the way of her Son. And our Mother of Perpetual Help, whose feast day is today, gives way to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So even in the Bakaran Shrine, what will they celebrate? They'll celebrate the liturgy of the Sacred Heart of Jesus today, solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let me point out also that the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus is the World Day of Prayer for the sanctification of priests. Okay? I don't want anyone to forget that this is a day to pray for the sanctification of priests. And that's very important because we need not just priests, we need holy priests. And if our priests are sanctified, the church grows holy and the world grows holy. So it's very important, that prayer intention, not only for vocations, but for holy priests. Now, why on this feast day? Because the Sacred Heart of Jesus also reveals the heart of Jesus the priest. I always go back to that famous, one of my favorite quotations from St. John Mary Vianney. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. The priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. So the heart of Jesus is what we celebrate today. Divine love is what we celebrate today. That means we celebrate the priesthood today. Jesus making this perfect sacrifice out of love for us. Okay. Now, they say there's more to a feast day like this than we can capture with words. If you'll notice that the readings this year focus especially on the image of the shepherd. First reading, Psalm, and the Gospel all focus on the shepherd. A beautiful revelation of the kind of love that burns in the heart of Jesus, the heart of a good shepherd, a heart totally dedicated to the good of the sheep. And then in the Gospel, Jesus says, well, which one among you would, if you lost one sheep, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the one? And everybody would say, well, nobody would do that. Nobody would abandon 99 sheep. And even if he did find one, he wouldn't make a big celebration out of it. He'd just put the sheep back in with the rest. That's the way shepherds act. But Jesus says, no, God does more than a shepherd. He rejoices to find one sheep. He rejoices to have one repentant sinner be brought back. And if we want to get the benefit of this image, we have to realize each one of us is that one. I'm that one sheep. You are that one sheep. If we don't make that application, we say, oh, God's love is for everybody. The heart of Jesus is for everybody. That's great. It's true. But we won't really be moved, and we won't really gain the benefit unless we realize that heart of Jesus is full of love for me, for you, for each person, each sheep. No matter how sinful, no matter how far we may have wandered, no matter what our problems are, each sheep is a special personal concern to Jesus the Good Shepherd. Each sheep has a place in the Sacred Heart, each person. So that's, I think, one of the things we can take from today's Gospel. Now, just to conclude, I want to pick out two verses from today's second reading, Romans chapter 5, which are beautiful, a beautiful source for pondering on a feast day like this. Two verses that speak about love. One of them is in the very middle of the reading, where Paul is wondering about who would dare to die even for a good man. But then he says, God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God proves his love for us. So if we have any doubt or any question about the love of God, this verse says, no, God proves his love. Because what did he do? He gave his whole self for us. He poured out himself for us. He died for us while we were still sinners. Before we repented, he was already searching for the lost sheep. Before we even existed, God had already provided for us to be restored, to be reconciled with the Father. So that's one beautiful verse that describes what is depicted in the image of the Sacred Heart. This is God proving his love for us. And then the other verse, I think is important for this feast, is the very first line of today's reading. It's Romans 5:5. The love of God, so the love that we have, that we see in the heart of Jesus, the love that's been proven for us, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So not only does God have love for us, he seeks us, he has a special personal care for us, he has a place for us in his heart, but he also pours that love into our hearts. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So when we look at the heart of Jesus, that beautiful image of divine love, it's also an image of our own hearts, or what our own hearts are called to be. God isn't the only lover in the world. We're all called to be lovers. Sacrificial lovers. Lovers of the lost sheep in our lives. So this feast day is a celebration of divine love, but it's also a call to imitate that love, to live according to that love. Very great, you could say, missionary emphasis that comes from celebrating the Sacred Heart. And it goes along with this year's Jubilee theme. We're pilgrims of hope. We're not just one pilgrim, and not just alone in this journey. We are pilgrims as a community. And each of us has the love of God poured into our hearts to respond to God, but also to love one another. So this feast day of love celebrates God's love for us, our love for God, but also God's love at work in us for one another, the community of the church, the body of Christ. Beautiful feast day. And we'll continue to celebrate all day today and tomorrow. As we turn to Mary, we learn from Mary how to respond with love for love, how to have a heart like the heart of Jesus. So, to be continued tomorrow.